a payoff pitch. Two on, two down, full count. Assumption trailing 6-0. They need to get something going here as they are approximately halfway through this game, as there is a liner up the first base side, and that darn near got Coach Rob Schill. If he was a hockey goalie, that's a goal all the way. But that was close, as we reload and do it again here in just a moment.
Yeah, he picked it up, made a nice flip to the first baseman. They're complimenting each other on that play.
Yeah, you should. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Down goes Stofflet, and down goes the Royals' chances in the fourth inning. They no runs, two hits, no errors, two on, two left, and we're through 3.5. Pacelli, man, they're taking care of business. 6-0 over Assumption Royals, and they're coming back in the bottom of the inning with the top of their order. They'll be here back in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to 35, backing off by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear in the evening, scattered rain after midnight, 53. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
WIRI Nakusa.
Far away from me.
Little Dire Straits for you on a Saturday morning.
Tomorrow
is Saturday morning. I was going to mention, they're talking showers on Saturday morning. Boy, that could really mess things up for the championships tomorrow, right?
Yeah, well, I was going to say Saturday morning. That's usually when I shower anyways. But there's that.
Step outside.
Yeah, that works. Saves on the water bill. It's going to be cold, but either way, first pitch from Kavanaugh to Matty Pionic. That is in there for a strike. Second pitch on the way. That's going to be outside. Count levels 1-1. Yeah, so far away from me. That's kind of what the score is looking at from the Royals' perspective. They're trailing 6-0, bottom fourth inning. Pacelli, they're getting the big hits when they need them, and they've gotten them as they have that big lead. As there is another one hit out to the left center field gap. That's going to get to the wall. There's going to be two bases. That might be a three-bagger thrown into to Schooley. Schooley. Is close. The throw is in time, but gets away from Delaney Hahn at third. So there is a leadoff triple. That is done by Maddie Pionic. And you know what? Good for her as she was coming into this at-bat 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Well, she figured it out as she got a leadoff triple here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
She slid a little late. And instead of just coming in head first and hands on the base, she went halfway up her body and ran right into Hahn that time and kind of timed that slide a little late.
And there is an opposite field hit, and that lines out. Sacrifice fly by Ilka. Out. That scores Pionic, as that is a sack. F9 if you're scoring at home. Sacrifice fly to right field. That's still an RBI. And that is one down in the bottom of the fourth inning, and still now a 7-0 lead for Pacelli. Royals not playing their best game today as of yet. Still some time as there's a pitch in the way to Trzynski, and that is low for a ball. One down in the inning, however, on that sack fly. Not the day that they wanted to have so far, but there's still time. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be called strike on the outside corner.
Nice little changeup that time for Mari. Just caught Trzynski by surprise.
Yeah.
It's good to see Trzynski out there. Yes. The way she kind of tweaked that ankle going into the third last time.
Yeah, she had a courtesy runner in there, but she's obviously worked with the training staff and taped the ankle or did whatever she had to do, and she's back in there because that twisting on that ankle isn't going to be a lot of fun either if it was that bad. But either way, pitch in there, called strike. One ball, two strikes, one out. pitch on the way. That's going to be high. Count levels, two balls, two strikes. In other games yesterday, looking through that, D1 semifinals are set for tonight. There's some dandies. Kenosha Bradford, they beat Cedarburg. Watertown beat Sun Prairie East as there's a swing and a miss. And down goes Straczynski for the second out of the inning, bringing up Kaylin Yenter. And she's 2-for-2 with a pair of doubles and scored two runs. In other action yesterday on the other half of Division One, Kakana, number one, 26-0, defeated Hamilton 9-0. And then a marathon game, not with Marathon, but Milton and New Richmond. That went, 14 innings, and it was a 2-1 victory for the Redhawks of Milton. So today, Kenosha Bradford, Watertown, and Kakana Milton. That sounds Kakana Milton. That's an old wrestling semifinal from about 20 years ago.
So is it Kakana that's got that huge winning streak going right now?
Yes, they do.
Like 109 games or
something.
Yep, and
crazy. The record's, 111?
Yeah.
So, or 112. 12,
I think, yeah.
So the first, they will tie it next year, assuming they win the title this year. They will tie it next year on the first game.
Last year, they had a battle in that championship game. I remember watching that one.
I think that was against Superior, wasn't it?
It was. I think it might have even gone extra innings.
It may have.
If I recall.
Well, extra pitches coming up as it's a 2-1 count, two down to Kaylin Yenter. Pitch on the way, and that's foul. Almost takes out Coach Ann Molsky.
Coach could have picked that.
Yeah, she could have.
She just didn't want to show off.
I give that an EC. she knows it.
She's shaking her shoulders.
Call that an EC, an air coach.
Yeah.
Coaching air. Well, no, it's not coaching air.
Probably wisdom.
Yeah, coaching wisdom. That'd be a CW.
Yeah.
Not the TV show network, of course.
No.
Kavanaugh, 2-2 count, two down, no one on. Swing and a miss, and down goes Yenter. First time on the day, and that is your third inning. One run. That's one run on one hit. No errors. Nobody left. Four in the books, Randy. Royals, you got to get moving here. Going to the top of the fifth inning, trailing 7-0.
It's getting late.
Yes, it is. And I know a thing or two about deadlines and running late. So we'll go with that, and we will be back in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel.
We're back, top of the fifth inning. Jess Norton leading things off as she pops one up on the infield, not too high. That's nothing but a can of corn, as the kids say, by Kaylee Enter, as that is the first out on two pitches here in the fifth inning. Royals, I'm not going to say it's last call, but it's getting a little tough. And now this, Randy, is awesome to see. Riley Stablusky coming up to bat. That now, not too many people, and if you do know Riley, you know her story. She's had some pretty bad luck as things go for injuries. Her freshman year, she grenaded her knee, blew out her ACL. And right when that was coming back, and she was coming back pretty strong towards the end of the basketball season last year, this winter, she fell, and that was a very hard fall, as, believe it or not, at 16 years old, she broke her hip. And that's just tough luck. I stopped myself from saying a tough break, because it is a tough break as well. And they're talking season's done, athletics, period, end of story. And they're talking about that could be athletic career done But she's here taking an at-bat in state semifinals where she's got a 1-1 count. Standing in there, that's going to be low. And she's still standing in there, 2-1 count.
She's giving Coach Klein some really good minutes, too, you know, in the center position before she went down, and she was sorely missed.
Oh, she was, and that was a big part of, I'm not going to say why the Royals didn't make it state in basketball, but it was a factor because they didn't have, I mean, no.
Her and Kendall, right?
Yep. No disrespect to the girls who were playing, but that real strong center presence was not there, and that's tough to deal with. As that count goes, 3 balls, 1 strike, swing and a miss first to Blusky. She wanted a cut. She wanted one. So she sits with a full count, 1 down in the top of the 5th inning, and it could be, depending on what the Pacelli does, getting close to last call for the Royals, because 3 runs, that'll do it. And there's a called strike 3 for Stablusky, and 2 down already, setting up for Delaney Hahn. Hahn is 0-for-1 of the game with strikeout in the 3rd inning.
Like I said, just great to see Riley out there.
Yeah.
Being able to take a couple of hacks.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, like I said, very nice young lady, very nice family.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, there was talk and there was some serious consideration that her athletic career could be over with an injury like that. I mean, knees alone can do it. That's one of the reasons why I stopped wrestling was my knees. I was a talented wrestler, but that's all she wrote with my knees. And, man, you talk a hip injury at that age. Sure, she's got years ahead of her, but that's a nasty joint. You know, that was really messed up. So, either way, 1-1 count here to Hahn. Second pitch was a swinging strike. She sits level, 2 down. Top of the 5th inning, Pacelli leading 7-0. There's going to be a low pitch on that 3rd offering, and it's a 2-1 count.
That's a one of that one.
Yes, she did. And between you and me and whoever's listening, I've seen that one called strike earlier in the game. But I'll take it, 2-1 count to Hahn. Swing and a miss. Count goes level. We got deuces wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. Nobody on for the Assumption Royals in the top of the 5th. Pitch on the way. That's going to be low and outside. Usually at this point in the game, you start seeing them getting called. Not this time as count goes full. Two teams that know each other very well is Pacelli and Assumption.
Yeah, this game could have been played in Central Wisconsin.
Should have. Because there's a little blooper that might drop, and it does not as the right fielder comes in for the catch. And that is your top of the 5th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We're through 4.5. And it is now time for the Pacelli Cardinals as we will be seeing if the Cardinals, they can put an end to it. If they keep scoring, we will see what happens. So either way, we'll be back here in just a moment on 105.5 WRI.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at wiaawi.org to get started. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
A little Our Love's in Jeopardy, and I don't think that's what's in jeopardy. That's the season's in jeopardy for the Assumption Royals. Is coming up now. It's Kelsey Geezy as she gets the 1st offering foul, just barely foul. 2nd one, that's in there for no strike, no balls, 2 strikes. Coming up, nobody down in the bottom of 5th inning. Again, if If the Cardinals score three in this inning, the game will be over, unfortunately, for the Royals, as there will be a mercy rule, as there's a pop-up to left field, ranging over Stofflet. She makes the catch, and there is your first out of the fifth inning via the F7 if you are scoring home.
Nice job of battling the wind and the sun that time as the sun comes a little bit more further down the right field line towards home plate and did a nice job staying on that ball and making the catch.
I think that wind helped her because I think it blew it further into the field of play instead of going down the line, because if it goes down the line, it could have been bad news. Sounded like she would have gotten there in time. As first pitch from Kavanaugh to Amelia Martini is low for a ball. Still can't say it enough. Thanks to everybody joining us this morning. Always very appreciated. It's foul up the third base side. And, of course, Randy, thanks for joining me for the ride down. Made it a little easier to have someone to visit with and catch up. Always appreciated.
Navigate our way through Madison.
Yeah, that's always a fiasco. Ooh. That's always a fiasco, but
we're going to take the easy route back home.
Who's driving us? It's my truck.
Is there an easy route?
yeah, not going. I'm kidding, of course. Very happy to be here.
Absolutely.
There's the first pitch in, another pitch in there. That's a ball, two balls, one strike, two Martini.
We were commenting, though, how nice it is to go to girls basketball in Green Bay. We just take the exit and you're there at Lambeau.
Yep, just go to Lambeau Field.
Yep.
And then don't go to Lambeau Field.
And then walk about two blocks and you're in.
Yeah. Well, it depends on where you park at Lambeau Field,
true.
I suppose.
If you can find it.
Yeah, that's hard.
If you don't stumble your way back to the car.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Lambeau Field, I've been known to get lost there. I've been to Packer games, they've lost, but I've never lost a tailgate party. I'll say that.
I missed a curb one time.
Yeah, that's right. Not going to say why you almost missed the curb, though, right?
It was innocent.
Yep, that's right. Innocent until proven otherwise.
It can be.
Yeah, almost broke your nose that day.
I'll tell you.
Nosedive right off the curb.
I'll tell you, we laughed so hard that drive home.
We laughed for 2 days. As there's a swing and a miss, drop third strike. That throw is in time for Martini as she tries to beat the throw, but that's the old K-2-3. Nelson throws to Moss back at first. So that's two down here in the fifth inning. Bringing up Ava Tass.
Ari has settled in very nicely since she came in.
Yes, she has. Yes, she has. She came into a tough situation, but she shut down the Cardinals. I bet you wonder how much, and I'm not accusing the Cardinals of it, how much maybe they're taking their foot off the gas just a little bit with a 7-0 lead, and you're in the bottom of the fifth inning. I mean, you want the win. You want to get out of here. You want to save your arms. There's a nice little change-up throw in there for a called strike, so the count goes one ball, one strike. But you get what I'm saying, though. I mean, that, you know, if you want to end this game, save your arms, save risk of injury, you want to put an end to it as quickly as you can. But they're having a hard time with Kavanaugh. Two balls, one strike, two down here in the bottom of fifth inning. There's a foul back to the backstop. A lot of very familiar faces here from Assumption. A senior from last year's class, Sadie Galbraith. She's walking through with a young Royal fan. Saw Ava Schill and Sam Nelson, too. They graduates the last few years. Of course, Ava Schill, daughter of Rob and
Coach Schill, yeah.
Yep, Coach Schill. And she had a heck of a season at UW Green Bay. She's a Division I recruit. Pitch on the way. And that's a bouncer to Schooley. Throws to first, Moss in time. And that is your third out of the inning. 6-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Sixth inning coming your way in just a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Top of the order coming your way for the Assumption Royals in the top of the sixth inning. Pacelli, 7-0 lead over the Royals. Royals are running out of time. Just six outs to play with now. Maybe less if the Cardinals get three runs at the bottom of the inning. But if they don't, then it's going to be closing time for the bottom of the seventh. Last call. We'll see what happens there. But we got to get through this sixth inning first. Anna Schooley comes up. 0-for-2 in the game. She had a ground out in the first inning. Pitcher to first, and then float to center in the third, so she's making contact, just not the contact they need, but hopefully that changes right here with Schooley coming up to the bat. Pitch on the way from Ansel, who's just dealt today, only three hits given up. First pitch, the ball. This is kind of a changing of the guards here, so to speak, in Division 5, as the Royals, there's that controversial, and I'll leave it at that, competitive balance plan. That you have a point total system that comes up. If you win a title, you get 4 points. You appear in this finals championship, you get 3. If you make the state, you get 2 points. And if you make the sectional final, you get 1. Well, the Royals, they won state in 22, so there's 4 points. They qualified last year, there's 6, and they qualified again this year, so there's 8 points. Schooley crushes one to the right center field gap, and it's to the wall. She rounds first. She's rounding second. She's going to make it a three-bagger. Throw comes in. It's safe. That throw got close in there, as that is a leadoff triple for Schooley. Exactly what the Royals needed. Starting here in this top of the sixth inning, trailing 7-0, leading in to Ari Cavanaugh. Slugging percentage, .893, 28 RBI in the season. She could add one more right here as she gets it deep or out of the infield, but I'll take 2 RBI if she can hit over the wall.
She took a mighty hack that time.
Yes, she did. She wanted to, but down the count, no balls, 1 strike. That's high and inside. So the count level's 1-1.
You know, that triple by Anna, that ball really carried to right field well.
I was starting to wonder if that was going to clear it.
Yeah.
But as I was saying with that change of the guard, so starting next year, the Royals will be in Division 4. And actually, come to think about it, Pacelli will be joining them, as Pacelli won state last year, so there's 4 points. And if this score holds, they're going to be in the finals tomorrow at 8 in the morning. So there's your 7 points. They're moved to Pacelli. They're moving to D4.
And I think Oakfield is
in
too.
Oakfield, they will be. So they won state in 21. That does not factor into this. They did not make state in 22. So, all right, 23. They made the finals, lost Pacelli. So there's 3. They're already assured a spot in the finals, so there's 6.
There's your 6, yep.
Pitch on the way. Ooh. That's going to be a strikeout looking for Cavanaugh. Not how she wanted this at-bat to go, as she finishes that at-bat now with a 1-for-3, 2 strikeouts and a single. Next up, Claire Nelson, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a fly out to center on the day. So that run really looking very attractive there at third is what Claire Nelson's trying to get is there is a pitch, and that's a called strike there for Mansell, Peyton Mansell, who's just throwing an excellent game for the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Gotta give credit where credit's due.
Sure is.
Claire Nelson down the count, no balls, 1 strike.
I don't think she's giving up a free pass, has she?
Nope. Swing and a miss, and Nelson knew it, and Coach Charlie Nelson just kind of laughs. He's like, oh, what can you do? That's what you say, an old screwball there,
right.
Almost an old knuckleball right there. And she just kind of laughs, and Nelson just kind of laughs. And what can you do? Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Nelson is very frustrated with herself as she swings the bat, hits the ground, and she walks back to the dugout. And that brings things up for Macy Vollert, as there is a runner stranded at third at this very moment in time, as the Royals are trying to get something going here before it's too late. Swing and a miss for Vollert, and that's 0-1 in the count already. That wind really picking up out.
Sportsmanship doesn't stop when the game ends. It's part of the community you live in. Respect, character, dignity, and leading by example. That's why Rural Mutual Insurance has been a proud sponsor of the WIAA Sportsmanship Award since it started 60 years ago. From baseball and softball to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It also celebrates sportsmanship in your community. Visit www.ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can partner to be true champions.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Hello. Hello. Steph, you there? Anyways, we are sitting in the bottom of the sixth inning. We had some technical problems as we, internet connection got a little warm on us and it shut itself off. So that's the problem we had. Tried to keep it in the shade the best we could, but just wasn't meant to be. As leadoff hitter, it's a grounder to third baseman. That's Delaney Hodd, and she had a hard time grasping it. And she threw off the bag at first, so there's a leadoff error to get the first runner on in the bottom of the sixth inning, where the Royals are trailing Pacioli 6-7 to nothing. As I get everything set back up here again, sorry for the technical difficulties. That was Mansell who reached on the E5, and she reaches second now on a wild pitch. There is a hit line right to the right fielder, Kylie Carroll, for your first out of the inning. That'll be a L9 for the first out. As we have one down, runner on second. Again, sorry for the technical difficulties. Our internet connection went down. It was just got warm, and that happens with technology. Is we tried, like I said, tried to keep it in the shadows and cool, but, well, you know, we learned. As Kavanaugh, she fires in there, and that's leadoff hitter Maddie Pionic. She's 1-for-3 on the day with a double and a run scored in the fourth inning. First pitch offering, she hits foul up the third base side. Again, thanks for joining me and Randy here at Goodman Diamond here in Madison in the Division 5 state semifinal. We're continuously trying to get that internet connection going again. So, either way, I'm brought to you by my cell phone, doing the best I can for you. 0-2 count, one down, runner on second is for Pionic, and that is a ball. As we move right on along, this is bottom of the sixth inning. It's getting pretty darn close to closing time. Last call for the Royals, and it will be in the top of the seventh inning unless Pacioli can put an end to it here in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch on the way. That's outside. That's a ball. 2-2 count coming to Pionic. Awaiting the winner, potentially as it's looking right now, the Pacioli Cardinals, and there's a hit right up the middle. And that's scooped up by Smith. Smith gets the ball in, but not before the run scores. And that lead balloons to 8. As there's a RBI single. That scored Mansell. So it's an 8-0 lead for the Cardinals over Assumption. As Katie Oka comes up, as she is 0-for-1 on the day, as she also had a sacrifice fly and a walk in the game. Has an RBI to her credit, and a run scored. Really appreciate everybody joining myself and Randy this morning. Sun gets higher and higher and higher in the sky. Pitch from Kavanaugh, that's going to be high and outside. And there is a ball as count levels up at 1-1 to Ilka. 8-0 lead, Pacioli over Assumption. And there is a called strike, so count goes 1-2 to Ilka. But like I was saying, it's looking like it will be a rematch last year's state championship if this score holds, as Pacioli and Oakfield will clash for the gold. Pitch outside, and that goes 2-2 count, one down, runner on first. Only a couple little smatterings of a couple little clouds in the sky. Beautiful day. Pitch inside to Ilka, and that count goes full. One down, one on. The Royals cannot rally. This will be the final high school sports broadcast of the school year. Really appreciate everybody who's been along for the ride through football. And there's a grounder right to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh to Schooley at second. Fielder's choice for the first or the second out, as that will be a 1-6 put out to get Pionic, as Ilka reaches on the fielder's choice, setting up Hannah Trzynski, as she's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles, 2 runs scored and a strikeout on the day. Trzynski, she turned her ankle earlier in the game, rounding the bases, as there is a first pitch low ball with a runner on, 2 down, and an 8-0 lead for Pacioli over Assumption. Called strike on the outside corner as it is just past the 9:30 moment here on beautiful Friday in early June. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be a grounder. Just gets past Ballard's glove as she was ranging over. That'll be a single, as that will be runners on the corners for the Cardinals with two down, bringing up Kaylin Yenter, who's 2-for-3 on the day with a pair of doubles, two runs scored, and a strikeout. So this could be it if she ties into another one. If that 10-run mercy rule, with any luck, the Royals, they will survive this and have one more chance, but we will see what happens here as Claire Nelson steps up and she talks about what to do as the corners of the infield are playing in. Infielders in the middle are playing, well, where can they get it? Because they're going to have to get a play at any plate as we come up, or any base, I should say. Outfielders are playing a little shallow, and there's a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 count to Yenter. This is a tough spot for the Royals to be in. That runner's on the corners. You can see them maybe trying to get a double steal here, but if it hits the gap, it rolls to the wall. That's probably all she wrote. There's a pitch on the outside corner, and that's a ball. And we're inching closer here. It's 1-1 count, two down, two on in the bottom of the sixth inning. One run in already for Pacelli with an 8-0 lead over Assumption. Pitch on the way, and that's foul. So count goes 1-2. I want to thank everybody who's making these broadcasts possible. Sponsors, engineers, Randy, of course. Always appreciative. Pitch on the way, and that's outside, but that's close. I've seen those good called strikes before, too. But that's all right. Let's still live to see another pitch. This counts deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. For Kavanaugh, payoff pitch coming. And that's popped up, but foul. That's going to get out of play. Nothing that Delaney Hahn could do about it. To hit the netting, protecting the fans. And we get to see a reload of the deuces wild situation. Always fun to say two on, two out, two down, two on for this bottom of the sixth inning. Once this game is completed, get to join your regularly scheduled Country Legends radio. We'll stick around through that. Always wonderful programming there. And this might be the last broadcast until high school football coming up in about 8 weeks, believe it or not. We're checking on the possible Legion baseball. We're checking on that. And there is a ball that's crushed. That's getting to the fence. One run is in. There's going to be another rounding third. And that run is in. And there is your ball game. And so walk-off, two RBI double by Kaylin Yenter takes care of business for the Cardinals and will win the game by a 10-0 victory. 10-0, 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Cardinals. The Royals, no runs, 4 hits, and 3 errors. Double-check a couple numbers here, and then we will be back here on 105.5 WIRI.
So why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose. Some play to inspire others, and some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship, because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
And we're back here with the unhappy totals for the Assumption Royals as they saw their season come to an end this early Friday morning by a 10-0 margin in six innings of play. A very unfortunate end of the season, not the way you want things to go, as they were run ruled by the defending state champions, Pacelli. And it just doesn't ever feel good when that happens. Pacelli, they got things rolling early as they really took advantage of two errors by the Royals in that first inning. They scored three runs on a hit, two errors, and that's kind of where the tone of the game went. As second inning, nobody scored. Third inning, yet again, the runs came for the Cardinals. Three runs on three hits, no errors this time, and it was a 6-0 lead. Again, there was a scoreless, the Cardinals, they added a run in the fourth inning after a leadoff triple by Matty Pionic. Then you had a scoreless fifth, and then, of course, the three runs in the inning, in the sixth inning, to take care of business for the game and set a rematch for the Royals, or for the Cardinals and the Oakfield Oaks. That game will be for all the marbles in Division 5 coming up at 8 in the morning tomorrow as we conclude another sports season. Looking at a couple of the totals here. Leading the Cardinals, Kalen Yenter, 3-for-4, three hits, two runs scored, two RBI. And then you have Haley Trzaszynski and Maddie Pionic, both with two hits, along with Peyton Mansell, as they all had two hits in the game. Mansell, complete game, four hits, 10 strikeouts, no walks, as she dominated the batters for the Royals. On the other side of the coin, the top four in the order did the damage for the Royals. Anna Schooley, Ari Cavanaugh, Claire Nelson, and Macy Voller each recorded one hit of the four for the Royals on the day. Pitching-wise, Macy Voller, she got hung with the loss as she pitched 2 2/3 innings, allowing six hits, six runs, four earned runs, three strikeouts and a walk. Ari Cavanaugh closed out the game, three innings pitched, four hits, four runs, one earned, and three strikeouts and no walks. Well, that does it for our high school coverage for this season. We will be hoping to be bringing football coming up in just a short 8-week period. There might be some Legion ball. We're still checking on that. But if it doesn't happen, it will be baseball or football coming our way. So any last thoughts for here, Randy?
Well, it was just a great run by the Royals. Congratulations to the coaching staff, players, parents, fans. Just another great high school sports season. And it's always a pleasure to be able to bring those to all of our fans and listeners. And always thank you for helping out as well and the great job that you've done as well. So thank you very much. And looking forward to doing this again in the fall.
Well, thank you, Randy. I couldn't do it without you. You're a heck of a teacher. Always appreciate and love working with you and have you alongside. But unfortunately, that concludes our broadcast as the Royals fell in six innings, 10-0 to the Pacelli Cardinals. Again, for Randy Paul, for Seth back at the studio, for all of our sponsors, for everybody who's been part of this high school season, we thank you, and we really appreciate working with us as we work for you, bringing you the coverage of these games. So with that, everybody, have a great rest of your Friday. Have a great summer. And we will see you soon along the way. My name is Mike Comer. I really appreciate you working with me and listening to me throughout the school year and looking forward to it in the fall. So with that, have a great weekend. Have a great day. Stay safe out there, everybody. We'll see you next time. But keep listening on 105.5 WRI for more Country Legends.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
floor, then she'd jump back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia round about July. If you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
right here tonight. Destination New Orleans. Boss man says my big promotion's on the line. He says that's right where I need to be. Lately I've been on the road more than I've been home. All this leaving her alone is killing me. And holding her right now has got me thinking more and more. This is right where I need to be. Cause I finally got all my priorities in line. I'm right where I need to be.
Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
It's a Friday night. It's a small town girl. Everything is right. And we rule the world. Two 12s in the truck, back beating. Bunch of rock stars on the riverbank singing. Oh, 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 everything. Everything we want to be. We are, we are the night. We are the night. Everything we want to be. Yeah, we are, we are the night. Yeah. We are the night. Whoa.
Hey, farm boy, keep dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, big rig, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt. Leg rodeo, but just don't break no bones. Country on. Hey, barkeep, how about another round? Keep the neon lit in this crazy town. Just pour a little more. Country on. Country on. Yeah. Country on. Hey, firemen, boys and girls in blue, we could sure use a lot more like you. You come running in anytime anything goes wrong. Country on. Hey, soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to